You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Clearfield. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In July, we stopped at the Clearfield County Historical Society's William B. Alexander Research Center. Today, historian David Waldirk talks with his friend Richard Hughes about the Bloody Knox Cabin and its significance during the Civil War.
Well, today, Abraham Lincoln is a great famous guy who's cut in stone on Mount Rushmore. He graces the penny. Back in the 1860s in Clearfield County, he wasn't a popular guy.
No, Clearfield County was a Democratic Party stronghold. And when I say the Democratic Party, nothing overlaps 150 years later, but there is some overlap to what would be called conservative Republican today.
So the war starts, it starts to linger on, and people from here, like everywhere else, were recruited to go into service.
Well, first of all, many men here did enlist. However, as time goes on, the opposition begins to grow. By 1863, gas was thrown onto the fire in the first draft.
Who is John McKiernan?
His job, once the draft was passed in 1863, was to enroll men, enroll their names, to travel from place to place writing down names of who's eligible. And he started to gauge the unpopularity of this war.
He's going around and he's finding people ignoring him or not respecting what he's there to do.
And he did have opposition by local people. He had women meeting him at the door with buckets of scalding water, telling him to get out of there. One woman said, "You already have one son, you're not getting another one."
So this is going on for a year and a half. From what I gather, there were like 600 names on the draft rolls, only 150 show up. So McKiernan's out there looking for these 450 people that are either hanging out or hiding out in the woods.
And everybody is waiting for this to boil over. And it starts to boil over in 1864, presidential election year.
You know, and here's Lincoln wondering, you know, where is this place where they've already wounded a recruitment officer? They've threatened McKiernan several times to the point where he quits. So he says, enough's enough. We're sending troops up there.
One man was a deserter. He deserted in April of 1863. Tom Adams was his name. But Tom Adams, in December of 1864, decided to hold this party at his home for these deserters, and they're all having a good time. A man by the name of David Hensel, who lived in Madera, got wind of this, ended up in Phillipsburg, where these veteran Reserve Corps guys were camped out in what we call the Mud Church, the Union Church, tipped them off, and they show up and surround this cabin and demand that Adams come out. They're there to arrest him. For goodness sakes, they're deserters. Tom Adams realizes that the jig is up, as they used to say, and he flies up into the upper floor, took out a shotgun, and he fired into the night, and he shot and killed a 19-year-old teenager,
right.
Edgar Reed. Killed him. Somebody shoots Tom Adams out of the upper floor.
And that's how that little remote cabin in Knox Township got its name. So it's not called the Adams Cabin. It's called the Bloody Knox Cabin. And it's still there for people to go up and look at. And it tells the history of desertion resistance, an element of the Civil War that you don't hear about all the time. But it really represents not just what happened at that cabin at that night. Word spread. You know, if you don't cooperate, you know, you're going to be killed. And that is the story today of Bloody Knox Civil War resistance in Clearfield County.
Thank you.
David Waldirk and his friend Richard Hughes. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.